Verwandle deine Leidenschaft mit Shopify in ein Business und knack Umsatzrekorde mit dem Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Du hast richtig gehört. Der Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Der legendäre Checkout von Shopify vereinfacht das Shoppen auf deiner Website bis hin zu Social Media und überall dazwischen. Na, das ist Musik für deine Ohren. Wie du es auch drehst und wendest, mit Shopify kannst du zu einem echten Hit werden. Starte deinen Test noch heute für nur 1 € pro Monat auf shopify.de/rekorde.
Welcome to Recovering Gleek, a podcast for all of your complicated feelings about the TV show Glee.
Hey friends, it's Ian from TV's The Recovering Gleek, a Glee podcast. When Lena and I first decided to make this podcast, we quickly realized we had literally zero idea of how to make that happen. Thankfully, a friend of ours recommended the podcasting platform Anchor. Anchor is free. It has all of the tools you need to record and edit your podcast from your phone or computer. You can even add songs from Spotify into it. And the absolute most amazing thing about Anchor is that they will distribute your podcast for you. So anywhere that you listen to Recovering Gleek, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever weird third-party app you're using, it is there because Anchor put it there. And the icing on the cake is that you can make money from your podcast through Anchor with no minimum listenership. All you have to do is record an ad, which is why I am recording an ad right now, because I want money very badly. It is everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Ho, 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 Merry and Happy Christmas New Year, everyone.
To you.
Welcome to our mini-sode.
Hi, friends.
Number two.
What's up? Hope you had a good holiday season. Oh my gosh, it is after Christmas right now. Ian, did you do anything fun for Christmas?
Yes, so since we are in fact recording this after Christmas and not on December 23rd, I had an amazing Christmas. I woke up on Christmas Eve and I saw Santa Claus putting our presents under the tree.
No way.
Yeah, and then I rode on his sleigh and I did a tour around the world.
The world?
Right? Incredible. How was your Christmas? What did you do?
You know, Christmas Eve night, I also had a pretty big night.
Oh my gosh.
The Polar Express actually picked me up outside my house because I've been losing my Christmas spirit recently. But rest assured, I was put back on the nice list and balance was restored to the universe.
Lena, what's that bell in your hand? Is that new?
Yeah, Santa actually gave this to me. He must have seen me before he saw you. So.
Oh, what does it sound like? Can you ring it?
Yeah. Do you hear you guys?
Oh, it must be broken. I don't hear anything.
Really? I hear everything.
Wow. I guess that's between both of our Christmas spirits.
Right. Do you know that Tom Hanks plays every role in that movie? Like, he plays the little boy. Like, he's not the voice, but he, like, is like the actor for it.
When you said that, I had an existential crisis. But I was like, how can he make his voice sound like that?
No,
so
it's not.
Very relieved.
No. He just modeled it. Not his voice.
So, we did have Christmas. Christmas has already passed. We hope all of you had a good Christmas or whatever you were celebrating, however you spent the last few days. We are now on to our lovely minisode number two, where we listen to your voicemails, read your emails, all
minisode
that beautiful
two
stuff.
Electric Boogaloo. I'm pumped. I loved the last minisode. It like warmed my heart. I've listened to it like 3 times just because I love hearing from people. I love you guys. Let's get into it.
All right. First up, we got a voicemail from Liani.
Hi, you guys. I love your podcast. You guys make me cry from laughter. My name's Liani. As you can tell, I'm a stutterer. So I just want to say one of my biggest gripes with the show, even though I love it, is the fact that Tina fakes her stutter. As a goth with a stutter, I feel thoroughly robbed. And I think the writers are just lazy. And it honestly kind of hurts that they felt like writing a stuttering character was too hard. But, you know, Ryan Murphy deserves the guillotine. I'm running out of time. But thank you, guys. I love you guys. Bye.
Oh, he totally does deserve the guillotine. Oh, my gosh.
Liani, the fact that you are also goth is...
I know!
I cannot imagine the excitement to see the pilot mm-hmm. of Glee and say, that character is me. And then the betrayal to 9 episodes later, see the writers go, actually, we're too lazy to figure out how to write this, so no, she isn't, not anymore.
And the way they were so open about, like, we just didn't know how to do that. We didn't feel like that character was, like, for us. Like, fuck you guys. That is so rude when you are literally living Tina Cohen Chang's life. I hate that. She also sent us an Instagram DM where she made like some sort of Run Joey Run type video to a 1975 song. And it was so funny. And she said that she was also like in a love triangle at the time. It was so funny.
And she cast the boy she liked in it. So, you know.
I know. It was so fun.
If the writer screwed you by having you no longer be a real life Tina Cohen Chang, you still got a little real life Rachel Berry in you.
Totally. That's more Rachel Berry than Ian and I have. So,
yeah.
There you go.
Congrats.
Thank you, Liani, for your message.
This next message is from Emma.
Hi. Okay, I just want to say that I love your guys' podcast. I'm only on episode 5 because I finished watching Glee, I think, a month ago. I'm rewatching it now, thanks to your podcast, actually, which I found on TikTok. But in episode 5, you mentioned your Twitter, and I was like, oh my god, I have Twitter. So like, I went to go follow you guys, and I found this little link from stalking you. So I'm like, oh my god, I'm going to send a voicemail because I feel like you guys are like my close friends. Like, I'm laughing along the whole time with you guys. Like, you guys are so funny, and I'll be like folding my laundry or whatever, or like making my bed, and I'll be just laughing. My parents probably think I'm psycho, but anyway, I just want to say that you guys opened up my eyes to the Glee universe, because the first time I watched it, I took it so seriously, and I was like, oh my god, why is Sue being so mean? I'm like, oh, I don't like Sue. She's like, blah. I'm like, oh, Will, he's such a good teacher, but now I'm definitely on the Will Schuster hate train. I guess I've opened up my eyes. I'm a Sue stan for sure, so I just want to say thank you guys so much. Yeah, thank you.
Emma, you're so right. Growing up is realizing that Will is the worst character on Glee and Sue Absolutely. Is the best character on Glee.
I'm so glad that we can convert people to our literal like church of hating Will Schuster and loving Sue Sylvester. That's like everything to me.
Did you see, we got a review today that it was 5 stars and they talked about how they love the podcast, but they said, I think they're doing too much to normalize Gleeks.
I know, seriously. And everyone all the time is like, no one gets me. And I'm like, we get you. And now everyone is more bold about how much they like Glee. And then their parents are being more mean to them.
Good. We should be. I went to the park with my family today and it was a 30-minute drive and I made them listen to Glee the whole time.
Really? You are bold.
Well, Emma, thank you for sending that in. Who knows how long it will be until you catch up and listen to this, but surprise, you're featured. All right, this next message is from Ray.
Hello, Ian and Lena. My name is Ray. My pronouns are he, him. I was in the middle of listening to your first minisode, and I had to immediately pause it and send this message because Laryngitis is also one of my favorite episodes, and I'm so excited to hear y'all talk about it. As the title of this message says, I think it is all killer, no filler. All the music slaps. We get our first Santana Mercedes duet. We get Kurt's turn. I don't know how much time I have to record this, but I would like to preemptively... Oh, it says 1 minute. Okay. I would like to preemptively reserve a spot to leave you a message for season 2, episode 6, Never Been Kissed, because I do have a lot of thoughts about that one. And also, I just want to finish off. Laryngitis is amazing. And I'm sorry, Will Schuster is a terrible person. Matthew Morrison is hot. I'm going to say it. Goodbye.
That's something I love about this week's batch of voicemails. That's not the only one that talks about how hot Matthew Morrison is.
Honestly, you're not wrong, you guys. Listen, Ray, as much as I personally hate that man, I think he's so cringe, you cannot deny he is traditionally handsome. I get it. I really get it. I have a lot of people in my life who also think he's hot. Thanks for being so bold on Maine. Oh my gosh.
Also, impeccable taste. As you heard from our episode, laryngitis slaps. It's one of my favorite episodes.
Yeah. Oh, and that's so true. It's all killer, no filler. Like in a bunch of episodes that are even like pretty good, I would say there's like moments in it that like could be trimmed down. But this like laryngitis is everything. Like so everything good. Is like useful to the plot. It's the best. Yeah. You're so right, Ray. Thank you for your message.
Thank you. Up next, we have Marisol.
Hi, guys. I'm Mari. I'm from Chile. And I'm a Gleek. And I want to talk about episode 8, The Mashup, because I have a confession to make. I used to be obsessed with the thong song. I still know the lyrics completely to the thong song. And I still know the lyrics to a bunch of Will Schuster songs because I used to really like him back then. But you guys have to understand that I was 10 years old when I started watching the show, so I think I get a free pass on that. I just want to tell you guys that I really enjoy your podcast, especially when you don't talk about Glee and when you talk about your personal life, because I think that's what makes a podcast entertaining. So yeah, keep up the good work. I love you guys. Bye.
International listener!
Listen, I think you do get a free pass. I think it is easy, especially as someone growing up, to see a person in power and see how much, like, I think Will genuinely cares about the New Directions mm-hmm. and is, like, you know, a kind-hearted person. And it's easy to see that and to, like, think that everything he does is, like, good. And, you know, he's a person with faults. Like, we are all people with faults, and I totally get that. But I'm glad we showed you the ways. I don't think you're wrong in feeling that way at all, but I'm glad we're opening your eyes.
Mari, have you met Ray? I think you two would be very good friends. But this is
a safe space.
If you think Will Schuster's hot, I mean, you do you.
You're welcome here.
Oh, man. Thank you, Mari, for sending in that message.
Thank you. Ugh.
All right. Up next is a message from Ramona.
Ramona.
Hello. My name is Ramona, and my pronouns are she, her, please. I just wanted to say that I love this podcast. I found it through TikTok on Saturday, and now it's Wednesday, and I'm literally on episode 16.
You two
are so funny, and you seem really kind. And it just feels like you're the fun, chill jazz band kids sitting in the back of the choir room gossiping about the main cast's ridiculous drama. I love it when you take a sort of funny joke and make it hilarious by, like, adding details and pounding it into the ground like British Tony or dropping your phone into a vat of money. I'm very excited for you to get to Grilled Cheeses because I've had thoughts for such a long time and none of my friends like Glee. All right, that's it. Thank you. This really brightens my day.
Wait. Two of your friends like Glee?
Yeah.
We like Glee.
We like Glee.
We like Glee.
The thought that people spend hours, like the people who binge listen to us spend hours a day just listening to us talk is so bizarre to me.
I love that so much. It's not bizarre to me. I've done it before. I love that so much. Like, and our episodes are not short.
No.
They're not short. Like, you are bold for doing that. Our episodes are like 2 hours most of the time. 16 episodes. You are brave. I love that. Thank you so much for listening. We're really happy to have you. Two of your friends do like Glee. We like Glee.
Also, Ramona, I was in fact in jazz band in middle school, and you bet that I was too shy to talk to anyone, but I would sit in the back row and gossip with the person sitting next to me.
I actually love that idea. Like, we should like Photoshop us into like that jazz band, what would we play? What would we play? I play the guitar and you can play
I played the trumpet legitimately in middle school. Yeah. So I play the trumpet. There it is.
I was in band for like one semester in my middle school and I dropped out because I hated it. I did percussion because my dad's a drummer and I like, you know, I'm constantly seeking his validation and I hated it.
Yeah, I did band for like 5 years. And then I got braces. And playing the trumpet with braces is the worst thing you could ever do. It hurts so bad. Yeah. But I still stuck with it for 2 more years. And then I said, you know what? Enough of this. And now I've lost all the ability to play. And it kind of makes me sad.
Aww.
All right. Thank you for that message, Ramona. And thank you for literally spending near a full day just listening to us talk.
We love you for that. Oh, my gosh.
Up next, we have another friend of Madi and Ray. This is Courtney.
I'm so pumped for this
Buckle up, everyone.
Hi, Ian and Lena. My name is Courtney. I am Australian, so I am taking the Australian accent box for you. She, her pronouns. And I would like to out myself in this message as being a past massive Will Schuster fan. I was in university when Glee started coming out, and I was really into the Will of it all, even reading and possibly writing some Will and Emma fan fiction in my time. I have since outgrown that fandom and understand that he is the worst, but I feel like I've got to come clean, and I was the horny mum, even if I was only 20. That's all. Bye-bye.
International listener! Courtney, I love to hear it. The fact that you wrote Wemma fanfiction is the best thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Please send that to us. I want to read it. 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 And listen, I'm the horny mom now and I'm 24. So.
I just love all of the people who are horny for Will Schuster that listen to this podcast. I know we hate on him nonstop and we're going to keep doing it. But I want you to know... You are welcome. You are encouraged to keep listening tell us how hot you find him. It makes my day.
This reminds me of an anecdote. So recently, it's not a secret, I'm dreadfully lactose intolerant, right? And my family gets really upset with me when I like, it's like my favorite food ever is a charcuterie board. And my family's like, you cannot eat that much cheese. It will murder your butt. And it's like, I know. And they're like, well, how do you still like cheese at this point? And I'm like, listen, you guys, I know it's bad for me. I know it's not good. I know it's like, it doesn't agree with me, but I can't help loving it. And now I love people coming out of the woodworks to be like me and cheese and love a Schuster. Just because it's bad for you doesn't mean you don't have a place in your heart for it. I get it.
Listen, all of us here are Will Schuster intolerant. But sometimes the heart wants what the heart wants.
Definitely.
And even if it's bad for you, you're going to go for it anyway. We get it.
Yeah. Yeah. Please send us your fan fiction, please. I want to read it.
Please. And I just love that all three of those messages all came in during the same mini.
Oh my gosh. Like literally and within a day from each other. I remember like just like going through them being like, this cannot be happening. How is everyone on the planet on the same wavelength?
Literally someone, I assume Ray is from the US and someone from Australia and someone from Chile and all three of them. That's the trifecta right there.
There it is.
We got Northern Hemisphere, two Southern Hemisphere, and we got an Eastern and a Western Hemisphere. What's up? Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
Now we just need Asia or Europe. Come on, guys.
get in there. Europe, Asia, we're waiting.
We need the... Come on, come on, come on.
Africa, throw your hat into the ring. Do you find Will Schuster hot? Come on, let us know. You guys. All right.
Come on.
Up next...
Greenland, I'm looking at you.
Up next, we have a message from Alexandra.
Hi, my name is Lexi, pronouns she, her. Today's actually my 16th birthday, I just thought I'd share. And I live in New York, so sorry I don't have a fun accent. But I found you guys on TikTok, and I love this podcast so much, and I love your personalities. I love listening to people talk about Glee, since everyone I know hates it and hates me for always talking about it. So there are just some things that I wanted to like let you guys know really quickly. First of all, I feel like I should let you know that my sister, who used to love Glee, likes you and thinks he's like a really good teacher, which is bonkers to me. I also appreciate what Lena said about Santana and Brittany, because they were definitely the first bisexual and lesbian I ever saw, and I appreciate them so much. I also appreciate what Lena, how much she loves Jesse St. James and Jonathan Groff, because I just think he's perfect. I never liked Rachel until I watched you guys, but now I like completely understand why people like her. And as a sophomore in high school, you guys are so right about big feelings, because of the mildest inconvenience, I'm like sobbing. It's insane. And I just love your guys' podcast, so thank you.
Lexi, happy birthday! Ooh. Oh my gosh! Happy birthday. 16's a big birthday.
It is. So much so that there used to be a reality TV show about it on MTV. Do you remember that show?
Yeah.
Sweet 16.
Gonna spread my wings, sweet 16. You know who sang that song?
No.
Hilary Duff.
A girl that was my sister's age and lived in our school district was on that show for her 16th birthday. Fun fact.
Really?
Lexi, any chance that your sister lives in Africa, Asia, or Europe? We really want to check off the Will Schuster continent boxes. Or Antarctica. Yeah. I mean, maybe she's a scientist.
Definitely. Yeah. If we could get one person from every continent who loves and slash thinks Will Schuster is hot and or a good teacher to call in, that'd be perfect. Awesome. Thank you.
Lexi, I hope you had a good 16th birthday. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Thank you for sending in that message.
Listening.
Up next, we got a message from Ella.
Hi, Lena and Ian. I'm Ella, she, her, and I don't have a cool accent, but I am from Canada, so I better get that international lister jingle. I've been shelled your podcast in like 3 days, and I'm so obsessed with it, I'm starting to annoy my friends, because I'll message them and be like, so I was listening to Recovering Gleek, and you'll never guess what Ian said, and none of them listened to it. I'm trying to convince them to tune in, and I think it would be really funny if they heard my voice on the show, so hi, Ben, if you're out there. Anyways, I love your podcast and I love you guys. I cried laughing at Ian's story about singing Total Eclipse of the Heart. And Lena, I always put my phone on my face when you give forehead kisses. Also, you remind me so much of my voice teacher. It's scary. There's so much more I could say, but I think I'm running out of time. So bye.
International listener!
Your voice teacher sounds cool. Well, Ben, if you're listening, stop being mean about Ella loving Recovering Gleek, okay? What the heck?
Also, Ella sent in another voicemail where she said that she has a psychic connection with Lena.
Because... Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. Oh, well, she said that if she was going to pick a song like for the laryngitis episode, that she would have done Times Are Hard for Dreamers, too. So, Ella, oh, my gosh, we are psychically connected. I love that for us.
This is when we reveal that Lena is actually your voice teacher in disguise this whole time.
Could you imagine?
Ben set us up for this. Ben contacted your voice teacher, and he said, I want to make a podcast just for Ella. And we set it all up just for you. Surprise, Ella. This is how you find out. It's the long con.
Long con. Ha ha ha. Could you imagine? I'd love that. But your voice teacher sounds cool as heck.
All right.
Thank you for your message, Ella.
Thank you, Ella.
Verwandle deine Leidenschaft mit Shopify in ein Business und knack Umsatzrekorde mit dem Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Du hast richtig gehört. Der Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Der legendäre Checkout von Shopify vereinfacht das Shoppen auf deiner Website bis hin zu Social Media und überall dazwischen. Na, das ist Musik für deine Ohren. Wie du es auch drehst und wendest, mit Shopify kannst du zu einem echten Hit werden. Starte deinen Test noch heute für nur 1 Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/rekorde.
Up next we got the triumphant return of our first ever voicemailer, Dia, our girl.
Hi, it's Dia again. Your first ever voicemailer is Tanuval. I'm very proud of this title, by the way. And I just wanted to say I laughed so hard during the last episode of the podcast, which was laryngitis.
Even when you did Lena's impression, that was hilarious. I was actually like laughing out loud for about 2 minutes. So thank you, because I had a very bad day yesterday and it just made my day like a lot better. So thank you so much, and I hope you guys continue the great work. Although I would say I do disagree with your favorite song choice. Mine would probably be the Boy Is Mine, but yeah. Great job, you guys. Thank you so much for making my day better.
International listeners! Dia, the joy it brings me every time you voicemail us. You are the reason this minisode exists. We didn't know that voicemail was possible until you sent us one.
No, I remember that night that you sent me her voicemail, and I was like, wait. And I showed, like, all of my roommates. I was like, listen, look, you guys, oh my gosh. I was so excited. I was so excited to receive her voicemail.
Also, literally, when we did the episode on laryngitis, I edited it and I sent it to best friend of the podcast, Tiffany Allen. And I literally said in the email, is this episode funny at all? So The relief it brings me to hear you say that you laughed for 2 minutes. Thank you.
You've got a really good Lena impression. What can we say?
What can I say? I know Ella's voice teacher really well. Good. I know exactly how she sounds. Okay, I am Ben. We are Ben.
Oh my gosh. We are Ben and Ella's voice teacher. Ella, this podcast is just for you.
All of these other voicemails are us putting on different voices.
Yeah.
No one else listens to this but you specifically. Okay.
The long con. We gave it up today. Wow, we're grifters.
It's really gone off the rails on this minute.
No, it hasn't. We're on the rails. Okay. This is the plan the whole time.
I like am all gonna start crying. I don't know why I think this bit is so funny. Up next, we have a message from Nora.
Nora. Here we go.
Hello, my name is Nora. I'm from Canada, and I don't have an accent, but I can't speak French for you. Bonjour, j'aime le podcast beaucoup et j'espère que tout ça va bien avec toi. I'm 17 years old, just about to graduate high school. I first watched Glee when I was like 13. I absolutely loved it. I saw no flaws. And now that I'm listening to your podcast and rewatching, I'm actually learning a lot, and I really appreciate that. I actually didn't know really anything about what happened with Mark Sailing, so I'm glad that you guys are pointing that out, because it's important to know while watching the show. I also just wanted to say that it feels like when I'm listening to the podcast that I'm listening to my two cooler older cousins, and I love that vibe. I love it. I love you guys. I love all your stories, and I love your review of Glee. And I hope you have an amazing life. Bye.
International listeners! I would like to shout out that Nora titled this review Delicious Podcast Review.
So is the podcast review delicious, or is like the podcast delicious? Is it a delicious podcast? Delicious review of the podcast? Delicious Nora?
Nora, I also can speak French. Je m'appelle Ian. J'aime Glee.
J'aime Glee. I took French in high school for like 4 years, and I retained none of it.
In high school, for choir, we sang a French choir song that was called, I don't know, Jean de la Mule, maybe? It's like the song was literally about a windmill. And To this day, if I have to play a French character in a show, how I get into the accent is I just recite lines from that song, and I have literally no clue what they mean. But I'll just be backstage, and I'll be like, "Jante le mule, tiki tiki taku, jante le mule taku," and then I'll go on stage, and I'll do my lines.
Wow.
So, Nora, if you knew what that meant, I'm pretty sure it's about a windmill going tiki tiki talk, so let us know.
I love that she said that we have, older cousin energy, because I think we so have older cousin energy. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Like, we're your older, cool cousins. I love that. I love that so much because I have older, cooler cousins, so it has been my lifelong dream to be the older, cooler cousin. Not that I'm cooler than you at all. I'm not saying that. In fact, if you knew us in real life, We are uncool.
We are the middle average cousins.
Yeah. Definitely. I'm not even the cool cousin in my own family, you guys. Just the Glee family. I am like middle of the road, quiet, weird cousin who like everyone's like, what are you going to do with your degree? And I'm like, I don't know.
Thank you, Nora, for that message. Up next, we got one from Layla.
Hey, Lena and Ian. My name's Layla. I'm from Australia, and I love the podcast. Can confirm that those Australian accents are just top tier. Incredible. I started watching Glee on like its first run. I was a massive Gleek, but I stopped at the end of season 5. So recently, I rewatched the entire thing, and now I'm up to season 6. I'm in new Glee territory. But then I discovered this podcast, and I actually haven't watched any Glee since I discovered this podcast, because listening to this is way more enjoyable than watching season 6 of Glee. No offense, Glee, but come on, we all know the truth. Love you guys. Hope you're doing well, and keep up the good work. Bye.
International listeners!
Full offense, season 6, you're bad.
a spicy take. I maybe like season 6 more than seasons 4 and 5.
Really?
Controversial opinion?
That is really controversial.
I'll just throw that out there, you know?
Listen.
I for sure like it better than season 5. Season 5 makes me upset in many ways.
Yeah.
Maybe season 4. The
only redeeming quality of season 6 for me is the Hurt Locker.
That's
no secret. I think, and I totally see that, like, in season 6, they really tried to, like, get back to what made Glee, Glee. But, I mean, I guess we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Here's what Good I respect about there. Season 6. Not to cross that bridge now, but the writers fully gave up. And didn't try and hide it. And, you know, you gotta admire someone just saying, we're not even gonna pretend that this show is anything but dumb now. We're just gonna go full dumb. And, you know,
that makes me so sad.
I gotta respect it. Personally, I gotta respect it.
I guess so.
Thank you for your message, Layla. Up next, we got Emily.
Hi, Lena and Ian. This is Emily from Wisconsin. I am a 30-something Gleek, started out as a 20-something Gleek when the show aired. I just wanted to stop by and thank you so much for doing this, especially during quarantine. This is what we need, more Glee in our lives. I am a big Rachel and Finn fan, not a great big Mr. Shu fan, but I love Matthew Morrison as an actor. I just appreciate so much the love that you have for these characters and your banter and all of the fun things that you do. I'm a really big musical theater person as well, an actress for fun. So it just really means a lot to me that you guys are doing this during this time. Thank you for being a musical theater fan and a Gleek. Glee kids, hooray. Yay.
Yay,
Glee kids, hooray.
Glee kids, hooray.
Oh, that was so sweet. So we don't have the Wisconsin will love. That's fine. We will move on from this.
Thank you, Emily. That message was so sweet. Also, thank you for being
a
Gleek and musical theater fan. I feel like we get a lot more out of you guys listening to this podcast than you get out of listening to it. So thank you for listening.
Straight up, all of this stuff is my lifeblood. I don't know who I would be if we hadn't started this podcast.
Yeah.
In hearing these messages and like getting like the reviews and like people DMing us and tweeting us, like it literally has made like not having a job right now, not like, you know, like the pandemic, all of that crap, like so much more bearable. And it's so nice to hear that like other people are also feeling that way, because I'm glad that this is mutually beneficial, because you guys are absolutely just like, oh, you're there for me. I love you for it. Oh my God.
Thank you, Emily. Up next, we got a message from Agustina.
Hi, my name is Agustina. I am from Argentina, or like Ian calls it, Argentina, which is very, very cute and also very, very wrong. My pronouns are she, her. And I wanted to tell you guys that immediately after I found out that Ian was the guy from the candy store video, I rewatched it because that's my favorite video in the whole world. And as I was watching it, I kept thinking, I can't believe I know this guy. This guy is a star and I am personally friends with him. Which speaks, first of all, of how deranged I am, because no, I'm not. But second of all, of how you guys create this vibe of being friends with us, because it feels like we're in a room speaking to each other. You guys are open and you're funny and you go on tangents about your personal lives, which are great, by the way. So the only difference between that and when I speak to my family or my friends about Glee is that you guys actually care about what I'm Glee. So yeah, thank you so much. Los amo. Ciao.
International listeners! Thank you, Agustina. You are correct. It is, in fact, Argentina. I just never want to be that guy who, like, comes back from a study abroad and it's like, yeah. So I lived in Argentina. I don't know if you've heard of it. And so I always get self-conscious. Yeah, and I just pronounce it like gringo. So my apologies. You are correct. Also, the excitement I felt that someone in Argentina had seen that candy store video. It's so insane to me. So yeah. Bizarre. So wonderful.
I love that message. I think that is so sweet. I'm glad people feel like loved by us, because we do. We are your friends. You're not deranged for feeling that. Like, we love you guys. Oh my gosh. I love that message. You're not deranged.
All right. Next up, we got one from Emma.
Hi, Lena. Hi, Ian. My name is Emma and I'm a Gleek. I use she, her pronouns. And I'm obsessed with this podcast. I think it's absolutely perfect. It fills my little former theater kid Gleek heart with so much joy. I think it's perfect. I felt like you guys were a good place to tell this story. When I was like 12 or 13, I watched Glee live as it aired. I was in middle school. I was in the sixth grade when it started. And so I have a Facebook status from when Jesse St. James first appears on the show. And I'm talking about how I'm going to turn Jonathan Groff straight for me because of his performance as Jesse St. James. Lots to unpack there, but I felt like you two would appreciate it since this is a Jesse St. James stan podcast. I haven't listened to Bad Reputation yet, but I can't wait because I think the song is the best thing to ever be performed on TV ever, except for the fact that there's not enough Jesse St. James in it. Anyway, I really love the podcast. I love you guys. I think you're so funny, so great. Keep talking about your own lives and not Glee. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, Emma, the reason I'm obsessed with this message is you say that you have not listened to our episode on Bad Reputation when you recorded it. And in our episode of Bad Reputation, Lena says that she cannot handle the fact that she will never turn Jonathan Groff straight, and so he will never marry her.
He doesn't even have to turn straight. He just has to be love women for a minute, please. That's so funny. There is so much to unpack there. That is such a weird phenomenon. Like, being a young girl, obsessed with a man, and then, like, realizing that he doesn't like you, but you still, like, think you have the power to turn him straight. There's so much to unpack there that is so toxic. Why do we all do that? It's so
stupid. Also, Emma sent an email after listening to our episode on what episode came out today? Dream on, that one.
So. Yeah. Oh my gosh. So here is Emma's email. I'm really shocked you guys didn't talk as much about the interaction between Brian Ryan and Sue. So true, we didn't talk about that. Back to the email. That scene is iconic. I love these two very gay people. That these two very gay people can create such sexual tension. Sue acts like an actual educator, which is fun, but not too humanizing. And I love that Sue says, got a secret room upstairs, like Letterman. God, what a line. Within the same breath of being an advocate of for children suggests sex in school, we stand, Sue. I'm so glad you talked about the trauma that is the Shelby / Rachel plot. As I've mentioned in my voicemail, I am a Jesse St. James stan till I die, but this part sucks. Also, in minor defense of Shelby, she did say befriend her, not seduce her. But yeah, this part is really traumatic for Rachel and justifies her whole future, and anyone who hates Rachel is shaming her! Well, thanks guys for the episode, and I hope you have wonderful holidays and you and your families are safe and healthy. See you next week for Theatricality from Emma. Emma, you're so right. We didn't talk about that, and I didn't even realize it until this moment. That scene is awesome. That scene is bomb as hell. I love that scene. They are so gay! I also love in that scene, it was like really cool to see. I feel like growing up, arts versus sports was a huge thing. Mm-hmm. I remember I wrote like 3 essays about why arts were better for you than sports, which is like, you know, whatever. Like, shut up, Lena. But like, that's such a thing that like people have conversations about whether sports or the arts are better for you and like better for children. And that conversation happened and it was like a fun scene and it was a fun way to bring that conversation in there. I honestly love that scene. I can't believe we didn't talk about it for long enough.
And I also do love moments when you see that Sue actually like cares a little bit about the kids and yeah, being a teacher. Absolutely. Cause it is kind of like, yeah, if she's this evil, how does she still have this job?
Yeah, honestly.
So I do love those moments. Thank you, Emma.
Yeah. Thank you, Emma.
All right. Our final voicemail for the week. This is from Tyler.
Hi, Lena and Ian. My name is Tyler. My pronouns are she, her, and I am a huge fan of the podcast. I am from Toronto, Canada, so international. Hey. And I am probably your biggest fan. I think you guys are absolutely hilarious. I've been listening for a few weeks now, and my boyfriend hates it. He doesn't watch Glee, but that's irrelevant. I have a few things to say. One, I can't wait until you talk about the love of my life, Sam Evans, the ultimate himbo. He is the best character this show's ever had. Hot take. Another hot take. I don't like Mike Chang. I think that his character was just a plot for Tina, and I thought it was racist. Also, you said Greg Pakaitis in the laryngitis episode, and I just want you to know I caught that Parks and Rec reference. Love you. Bye.
International listener! I love that about half our voicemails this week are from international listeners. Really getting our full usage out of that jingle. I mean, I love you fans from the United States as well. Please keep sending in your thoughts. We just don't have a U.S. jingle.
Absolutely. You know, as our resident Mike Chang stan, I really appreciated this message because that's not something I've ever thought about before. You know, like, I just see Mike Chang being, you know, really cool to me. And I don't even think about that kind of stuff because my perspective is just so limited to my life. So I really haven't noticed something like that. So I really appreciate this message pointing that out to us. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that we'll definitely have to like think about every time we encounter Mike Chang, which isn't going to be a lot this season, unfortunately, but we'll definitely have to keep talking about that. So thank you, Tyler, for that, for pointing that out. I really genuinely appreciate that.
Glee is bad with all of its characters that are people of color. Like, they all have moments that you're like, I truly think Tina and Mike are the worst ones. They truly, especially Mike, but also Tina, they were like, okay, so first and foremost, these two characters are Asian. Like, all of their plot lines are something about them being Asian. All of their jokes are that they consistently get called Asian number one and Asian number two, or that they're going to Asian couples counseling, or that Mike Chang got an Asian F on his report card. Like,
absolutely.
The writers are so consistently, like, Mercedes gets mishandled all the time, but Mercedes has a very fleshed out personality. Santana gets mishandled, totally, but Santana has a very fleshed out personality. You are so right, Tyler. Mike and Tina, it's like, okay, these are two Asians, and they also have a personality if you squint, but mostly they're just this stereotype of their race, and it's not
great. Absolutely. And that's what I think, that's why we started the podcast in the first place, because me growing up as like a white blonde like person in Utah, like that's not a perspective that I knew or a perspective that I had to think, of course I didn't have to think about it. It wasn't something that affected me. So I'm just glad that we're doing this and like unpacking all of the stuff that like, I, you know, kind of fucked up my brain a lot, especially when it comes to race, which like, oh my gosh. I'm really grateful for that message. And also Tyler's boyfriend. Why don't you like the podcast?
Tyler,
what the heck?
Actually, surprise, your boyfriend put us up to this. He actually is the long one con. Who's funding this whole podcast. We were hired by him. Tyler, you're the only one listening. This podcast is just for you. It's a gift from your boyfriend.
We are grifting you all right now.
Is this our best bit we've ever done? One of your family members
put us up to this. I know, I love it.
Okay.
Well, heck.
Oh, wait, real fast. Tyler, also just wanted to shout out. We got a message, I mean, an email from Elise this week, and she agreed with you. She says, honestly, I'm so excited for you guys to talk about season 2, and more specifically, Sam. Because Sam is to me what Finn is to Lena, and rightfully so. Because who doesn't love a himbo?
I love a himbo king. Let's talk about himbos for a second. I think Sam is a way more effective himbo than Finn in a lot of ways. Just because, I mean, I haven't watched the show in a minute, but I just feel like he respects women a little more. That's preemptive. I'm not sure.
Put a pin in that until we've watched through season 3.
We'll unpack that later.
So we got one more email from this week from Felix that we want to read.
Okay, so this is from Felix. Hey, Ian. Hey, Lena. I have always loved the podcast, but I didn't realize how good it was until I had to wait for an episode for the first time this week. So I tried looking into other podcasts, but none of them were as good as yours. I genuinely got so excited this morning when I saw it up. Listened to it on the way to and from school, and even during one of my classes, I could use headphones in. I love that. Rose's Turn is my favorite of Kurt's solo, so I'm really glad you gave it the hype it deserves. Something that the other podcasts I listened to didn't really achieve. Also, a glact I completely forgot about until listening that I was surprised wasn't mentioned is that Chris Colfer actually asked to sing Rose's Turn. I'm not sure if the plot was written to lead up to the song or if they let him do it because it fit the plot, but I'm grateful it was in there. I'm pretty sure it was also one of the first musical theater songs on Glee I liked since I've never seen a musical and therefore have never really liked theater numbers as much. Interesting. I also think that the only Kurt solo that may be better than it, not by preference, but vocally, is Being Alive, which is Kurt's second Niata audition song. I love that one. I've just realized that I can talk about Kurt's solo and how much I love Chris Colfer's voice all day. Me too. I love Chris Colfer. Anyway, I'm looking forward to the next week's episode, especially since I know a lot of people don't like Dream On. Personally, I'm impartial. I think there's a lot to discuss with it. From Felix. I'm pretty impartial to it too. Ian really liked it.
I love Dream On. What can I say? Also, Felix, I mean, you've probably given musicals a chance already, but maybe give them another chance. I love musicals so much.
That's so interesting. You've never seen a musical by choice, or just like you've never gotten around to it. So interesting. Let us know. I'm interested in that. That's so funny because I grew up like being obsessed with musicals from the womb. So when I meet people who haven't seen musicals before, I'm like, how different of lives are we leading?
I was like, this isn't surprising. We all know I'm like such a freaking asshole. I just am like so opinionated. But I used to, when I was like 11 or 12, and I would talk to like other boys my age. And I mean, like other boys my age that I was friends with. I wouldn't do this to people I didn't know because I had too much social anxiety. But they said that like they thought musicals were stupid. And instead of doing like what a normal 11 or 12 year old would do and clam up about it, I would be like, well, I'm sorry that you don't have refined taste. Like I was
such a jerk
about it. I'd be like, what do you like, Transformers? Wow, you must be like so educated. I was such a little idiot. Anyways, Felix, you're allowed to not like musicals and still have good taste. I just personally love them so much.
Also, thank you for that, Glack. I did not know that Chris Colfer asked to sing that song. That's super awesome.
We also got another email from Felix today that he just sent in really fast about Dream On. And he said, Kevin McHale and Chris Colfer should have had each other's roles. Like, Kevin is gay and is really into fashion, and if I had watched Chris's film before Glee, I would, which I think is Struck by Lightning, is the movie that Chris Colfer's in. I would totally be convinced he was straight, and Chris auditioned for Artie. Like, this is completely off stereotypes, but this would have worked. Chris is not a dancer at all, and Kevin would have done Kurt so well. Okay, I'm gonna go finish the podcast because he sent that mid-episode, Felix. I understand your thought process on this, and it is true, like we said in our Dream On episode, Kevin McHale can dance circles around nearly every man in this cast, and it's a shame that he never gets to dance. I am gonna respectfully disagree with this take, just my opinion, though. I love Chris Colfer as Kurt so much, especially in this first season. I think he does such a beautiful job that I would not want to see another actor play Kurt. And a lot of my issues with Kurt, which I do have many issues in coming seasons, have to do explicitly with the writing and like what the writers do with him. But I don't think there's ever a point where I'm like, I just don't like Chris Colfer in this role. So I personally think it was divine intervention that Chris Colfer auditioned for Artie, and they were like, you're not what we have in mind for this character, but we're going to write a new character just for you.
Yeah. Like, Chris Colfer is Kurt. Like, without that, there wouldn't have been a Kurt. I do like that take, though. It's really interesting.
Yeah.
I just think that I like Kevin McHale a lot. I don't know that he was the choice for Artie, though. I think they should have cast a disabled actor personally. I love Kevin McHale. I think he makes the Glee what it is. Like, I can't imagine it without him, but I would have loved to see him in a different role for sure.
Yeah, I also just, Kevin McHale is so smooth just as a person that I'm always
absolutely.
Like, it's weird that your character was clearly intended to be like the nerdiest nerd of all time.
Absolutely.
Because literally when you get to like season 4 Artie, part of you is like, why are you wearing a sweater vest? Because everything about the way you act and talk and everything is not at all like a nerd with a tucked in sweater vest, but they still just, very the costume suave. Department can't let it go.
Yeah, really interesting. The show is weird. I like it, and also I don't like it.
All right, well, that's our minisode, guys. Happy New Year.
Heck yeah!
We got our episode on theatricality coming out in 2 days. So get ready for that.
And if you guys, if you want to be on the next one, you should totes McGoats send us a voicemail at anchor.fm and we'll listen to it and react to it and cry about it for like days on end. I've probably listened to all of those voicemails probably 4 times now, probably. They fill my life with meaning and love. If you want to send us an email, we got a bunch of emails this week. You can send them to recoveringgleek@gmail.com. I hope you have a wonderful end of your year. What the heck?
All right. Love you guys. Goodbye.
Ella, this kiss is specifically for your forehead.
From your voice teacher.
From your voice teacher, not Lena. And this
that
is
might
for the
be creepy.
Of you. I don't know who your voice teacher is, but she sounds cool.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye, guys. Happy New Year.
Thank you for listening to Recovering Gleek. You can find us on Instagram and TikTok at recoveringgleek_podcast. If you liked our podcast, be sure to leave a review. And tell your friends, please.
Verwandle deine Leidenschaft mit Shopify in ein Business und knack Umsatzrekorde mit dem Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Du hast richtig gehört. Der Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Der legendäre Checkout von Shopify vereinfacht das Shoppen auf deiner Website bis hin zu Social Media und überall dazwischen. Na, das ist Musik für deine Ohren. Wie du es auch drehst und wendest, mit Shopify kannst du zu einem echten Hit werden. Starte deinen Test noch heute für nur 1 Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/rekorde.